With another major flood threat in Myall Creek, emergency services in Dalby were reactivated last night. We have Western Downs Regional Council Mayor Ray Brown on the line. And Mr. Mayor, what has happened since then?
Well, since about 10 o'clock last night, we instigated the evacuation centres again, certainly at the Agricultural College where some evacuees are in their place. We did door knock the 100 homes that were inundated on the 27th of December, so we're looking at a similar type flood event. Still unable to predict what the peak will be and time, but certainly around that 3.5 metres this afternoon late. So we're well aware that it's past the 3 metres at 6 o'clock this morning. So inundation will start to occur at 3.2 metres. So we have a lot of the evacuees out. We've instigated our second evacuation centre on the other side of town, so we have two of them, one on each side of the river which splits the creek, Myall Creek.
It is more like a river.
So we're asking residents to please bring their pillows, sleeping bags, linen, medication, and if they've got pets, they can also bring them also.
And at the present time, how is that 3 metre water level affecting the town?
Certainly some inundation of businesses are occurring, there's no doubt about that. We're monitoring it, we have an enormous workforce out there at the moment, trying to assist, particularly the evacuees. We must get the people out of those areas that have the potential at 3.5 metres. We're about to have a refresh with police and the District Disaster Committee to look at what else is required. Yeah, I suppose you have to remember that over the last, since the 20th of December, this is the fifth ordeal that residents in Dalby have had to go through. Obviously, this is the second major one of inundation of homes, though.
So people should be well-versed in this and should have a fair idea of whether they have to move out. But how about the Condamine? It also affects the area there.
Certainly, the Condamine is rising at Dalby at the moment. We're well aware of significant rises in Oakey Creek. And as you're well aware, the Myall Creek actually flows from the Condamine. These flow on downstream, have impacts on small towns of Warra. Certainly will have a minor impact to Chinchilla. And certainly a major increase in levels at Condamine Township itself, which is rebuilding right now, the clean-up recovery program. So, you know, any event at the moment at all, any rainfall event, will have an impact on any stream rises. And today's predictions of 25 millimetres, but also storm events, is still of concern because they're isolated. You don't know where these storms will fall.
Well, that system seems to be moving southwards and will pose a weather problem for border areas. And we hear that falls in the upper catchment have moderated over the past 6 hours, even though the damage has already been done.
Well, you know, that's our prediction. I think a lot of residents in Dalby would like to see a bit of an extended holiday for the weather at the moment. But look, you know, everyone's working together to make sure we have a zero in the statistics column. So we just keep stressing, please be motorists, please be cautious of water. A lot of our roads are closed. Do not take risks. And pedestrians who are wading through water and that, please don't take risks either, because obviously swift water is a major issue for loss of life.
I know you have a lot to cope with at the moment. Thanks for sparing us the time, and we'll try and catch up with you later.
Thanks, Gordon.
Ray Brown, Western Downs Regional Council Mayor, with an update on what's happening in Dalby. And remember, if you need flood information or assistance, the Disaster Management Coordination Centre in Dalby is on the phone on 4662 6666.